what they had been through?
I thought the response was good. Got to start a couple tough penalties, said. You know, I can take a look at every call. I can take a look at some of the box outs, like the box out by 78, where his guy went down. I can show you 10 of those in a game. And I've been harping on our team to be firm around the net and box your guy out. And it's like one of the first ones I've seen called. You know, the Thompson penalty, that's a penalty we can't, you know, you can't make that 5-on-3. You can't take that penalty. But there was a lot of good in the game.
When it comes to these challenges for goalie interference, how challenging is it because of the lack of consistency, and it's really all become about whether a guy goes into the crease on his own or not?
You don't know unless you challenge. It's that kind of gray. You don't know. I thought just the fact that he wasn't allowed to make a save, it's an interference penalty. It's at least an interference penalty then. Like, he knocked his hand down. That's where the puck was going. You got to challenge that. He was out of the crease. The guy that went through was out of the crease. Does that mean the guy can run the goalie over because he's out of the crease? No. So it's always a hit and miss. But the only way you'll know is challenge it. And you get the kid goes your way, it doesn't go. I don't like the call. Didn't like it either way. We got to go the other way on us, and it went the right way for them.
How do you feel like your defense group really stepped up or played tonight without Dahlin?
I thought we played a solid game. I thought the group played a little bit. I thought second period we lost too many battles below the goal line. We got a lot better at that and a lot quicker in the third. Played a really solid third period. We just left. I mean, if you look at the McLeod, the rebound that went back door for an empty net that kind of bounced over his stick, the three plays in overtime where you're walking in alone. I think we showed our NHL youth, like for Kulik, who's got a bullet for a shot to try a play that he tried. Give him another 1,000 chances and he's going to shoot it every time. The guy was basically saying, go ahead, walk in. And I think that's just the unselfish part about a player that doesn't have enough NHL games. He's thinking, I got to pass this. We definitely had our chances to convert. You look at the 3-on-1 that would have, you know, opened the game up in the, I think it was the second or with Krebs. And when you don't convert those, we're putting a lot of stress on our defensive game because it's your one mistake away from letting a team back in or a team getting a lead. We didn't give up a lot of those ugly opportunities like we did the other night, which I thought the response was good.
What did you think of Tyson? What made him effective, he and his line mates?
They were just a good line. I thought Aubé played a heck of a game. Aubé was moving. Aubé was strong in the puck. He looks like he did when in training camp. I think he's finally got his game back in the right place. You got two strong guys. You got a guy that's fearless in Kozak, and you know I feel bad. He's got a possible game-winning goal sitting in his pocket, and it gets taken away. And I'd already congratulated him. So that part's unfortunate.
Did you like the way your defense took away the second opportunities? They didn't have too many rebound opportunities or second opportunities, it seemed like.
We're better. We spent a lot of time talking about that. I didn't like the first goal. We weren't strong enough in the first goal. That guy should have never got to the front of the net. And that's the area of the game we're working on as a group. We can't give up opportunities where they undercut us, get to the net front, and we can't give up second opportunities, which can go uncontested like the other night.
How can a night in the press box for Jack Quinn help him moving forward?
You just look at the bulk of his season. One empty net goal. We just need him to find more. It's just based on really on production.
What did you see on the overtime goal?
Well, like I said, we had 3 2-on-1s. We don't convert. probably don't want your defenseman to gamble there as the third guy. So they're going 2-0 the other way. And overtime is, you're going to trade a chance. You're going to get two or three going one way. You're going to give up one the other way. And I haven't looked at it, but I think we could have done a better job stopping in front of our net coming back.